Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Beis, the second to last daf here in the Masechta, in the Seder. So we're talking about the mitzvah of Kriya, the mitzvah of tearing one's clothing. Again, there's a lot of symbolism which we haven't gone into, like when there is a soul that is torn away from us, so we tear clothing as a sign of Avelus. But that's the, there's a lot of symbolism, that's the chiyuv, and not just a parent, as we said, a Rebbe, a Nasi, Av Bezdin, and even a Chacham, when we talk about the definition of Chacham. So the Gemara says, towards the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that there's a Chiyuv of Kriya, even if one hears about it much later for a parent, even after Shiva. But everyone else is within Shiva, if one gets a Beged then. Says the Gemara now, last line, Meis lo meis Korea, Meis lo meis Acher, Marchik Shalosh Etzbos Korea. If somebody uses a baguette and they tear, so they tear once. What if they find out then there's another chiyuv of kriya? So we saw before, one could go further down until the tabur. But what if they've used that already, or it's not relevant? So they could separate, go three etzbaos, three finger breaths widthwise, and then tear next to that space. Shalmo mitlafanav. And if they did it a few times on the front of the beged, and the beged is totally finished, maschal me'achorav. So what we could do is they could flip the beged over and make the front the back the front, and start tearing then. Maschal me'achorav. It doesn't mean that you leave it in the back, because tearing in the back is nothing, right? Tearing in the back, it has to be in the front, right? The Rambam writes that in Hilchas Avel in Paraches. The Rambam says, Hilchas Avel Chayav Lekroa Al Meso Shneemar Ubigdechem Lo Tifromu Velo Samusu Acher Chayav Lefrom. Right, they were told not to tear their clothing, but everyone else has to tear. Vein Kriya Elam Umad, as we'll learn. Shneemar Vayechem Amelach Vayikras Bagadav Umeichan Korei Milafanav VaKorei Me'achorav O Minat Stadim O Milamata Lo Yatsi Dechovas Kriya. Right, from the back or from the bottom or the sides, there's no, when it was not Yotze. El Kohen Gadol, Bilvad, Shupur Milamata. Just the Kohen Gadol on the bottom, he's the only one. Good. So the Gemara says, Shalma Milafana, Maschal Miachorav, that means to flip it and then start. Shalma Milamalan, Maschal Milamatan. If somebody finishes above, see if there's a way to flip the beged and wear the bottom part on top, so then one does that. Maschal Milamatan, Shalmu Elulet. If the whole beged has been finished, the back, the front, so then you have done, and you have no other beged to wear. You become like a pochech. A pochech is somebody who is exposed, somebody who is revealed, who has no other beged. If you have no other beged, you have no chiyuv kriya, you're an ones, and therefore there's nothing else to do. Reb Chinina bar Papa Salik Gabi Rebbe Tanchum bar Chia. He went to visit Tanchum bar Chia. Nafag legabe lovish santiria. He went, and he was an avelus. The Rav Nat Tanchum Bar Chia, and he was wearing santeria. He was wearing these types of shoe. Mahu santeria. What is a santeria? Manin de lo chafitin. It is a shoe that lo chafitin, which is not, or santeria, not a shoe, a beged. Some type of beged that was not sewn up. Which means it didn't have to be sewn up. It wasn't even torn. Wasn't torn. Manin de lo chafitin. Amar lehada minallah. So the visitor says to the one who was an avelus, Rabbi Tanchum, how do you know this? Meaning, it must be that he had torn kriya and that he switched his begadim and now he's not wearing a beged that's torn. So how do you know that it's only a din of the beged that was worn originally at the time of the kvura, at the time of the shmiya, but how do you know that you're allowed to switch? So Amalei, Hachan Havir of Simon, Rebbe Avad. This is how Rev Simon, my Rebbe, did. Amalei, so that was his answer. So Amalei, then he turns to the visitor and says, his palel, and please daven for me though. Daven for me because, you know, when this, mazel ra falls on a family, so it's a difficult, challenging time. So he says, daven for me. Amalei, yisug terasach. Yisug from the word, to be masig, to close off, like a siog, to fence. Your hole, your break should be fenced in. Karbana Eda, Yugdar Pirtzascha. Your Pirtza, your broken, your breach should be closed up. Yisog Milashan Suga Bashoshanim. Uchrolashan Shevo Pirtza. Shekalosa Hashana. We didn't have this yet. Because that whole year of Avelos hadin matua keneged amishpacha. Because then the whole year that there is after a ptira, the family is in metach. Literally, this is stretched out over the mishpacha. Dam Rabbi Yochanan called Shiva hakarev shalufa. Rabbi Yochanan says the entire Shiva, it's as or if the sword already took somebody from the family, it's as if the sword of Midas Hadin is still on the family. It's shalufa, it's outstretched. After Shiva, ad shloshim hi rofefes. From Shiva to shloshim, it's weaker, it's shaking, it's not as strong of a din against the family. And after, but after 30 days, for a year, it's there, but after a year, after Shnemas Lachodesh, it goes back into its sheath, it goes back into its cover. Lamada Radome, what is it similar to? Lakipa Shalavanim. It's like an arch of stones, which are all, each rock is holding in the rock that's next to it. That's how they create it. Kivan Shin Isra'a, Achas Mehen, once the one of the rocks become loose, Nisra'a, Araro Kulan, then all, they all becomes loose, and there, it's all dangerous. It's all dangerous to fall. Once one falls out. V'yamar Balazar, Imnola Ben Zachar Bosa Mishpacha, but if a child, a baby boy, is born into the family within the year, nisrapis kolosa mishpacha, or whenever, the whole din is off. The whole din nisrapis kol hamishpacha. That is the chazal that is quoted here. It's interesting. This chazal is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You might think this is just a nice chazal, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, maybe to teach us how we're supposed to feel during that time, right? In the Simin Shin Sadi Dalid, which is the Simin about not being Misabel Yoser Midai, right? Lo says go to do is part of that framework. So the Shulchan Aruch says, right, based on the Gemara, says the Gemara, say Miskashan Alamesi Yoser Midai. The Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't be more than what Chazal tell you to do. So again, that would be a reflection maybe that we're angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going above and beyond and more. V'chalam eskashal ovesu midai al meis acher hu boche. Right, it's a bad simon. El shloshim yom lefnei lebechi shivu lehespid shloshim litispores ulegihutz. B'med v'mer b'sharam tamid chachamim v'chulu yosef kavaras siv dalid kol shloshim yomim yireh ha'avel. Meaning the avel should recognize that there's midas hadin. That's why this is in Shulchan Aruch. Yireh ha'avel kilu cher munachas lo bektefav mishlosha ad shiva. 3 to 7, kilu zakov kinegdo bekeren zavis. Right, this is the Chazal from the Bavli. Right, the Yerushalmi didn't have exactly this lashon. The first 3 days, it's on the neck. 3 to 7, it's in the corner. Mishiva v'ashloshim kilu overes lavana bashuk. V'kol osa hashana hadin mesucha kinegdo osa mishpacha. V'mnola ben zachar osa mishpacha nisrapes kol hamishpacha. Right, and that is the halacha that's mentioned here, and then the Baragole quotes that the mashal from our Gemara about the avanim, and then the Shulchan Aruch says echem yachabura shemes tigda kol hachabura, right? Even if it's not just a family, so on the one hand you can't have too much avelus, too much mourning, but the last halacha in the simin sivav kol she'eno misabel kumo shetzibuch hachamim, too little is also bad, too much and too little. If it's too little, hareza achzari. So too little and too much, we have to make sure that we appropriately mourn who was supposed to mourn. So that's the Gemara here. We continue. How do you know that Kriya has to be done standing? Because Eov got up when he heard all of the terrible news, his family, so he stood up, and we learn halacha from Eov. When did Eov live? Right, if Eov lived before Matan Torah, then you have the line that we had a couple of days ago. Right, v'chilam meidim kodem Matan Torah. Back on the Yuzayin and Aleph. Right, we had Menayin La'avelus v'chilam kodem Matan Torah. So we had a discussion there. Others say that Eov lived Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Eov. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi v'shem Rabbi Yochanan mikan shaval tzarach lekroa me'umad. So you learned from Eov. Kadamach Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan died, Hari Rabbi Yossi l'shlol l'machar. When Rabbi Yochanan died, Rabbi Yasa told all the Talmidim, right, the Talmidim, the whole supposed to have one day of Nihuge Avelos for a Rebbe, so Rabbi Yossi told them to be sholel, meaning they all did Kriya. So he said, you have to keep it till the next day, for the kara of a Talmud Chacham, so you could sew it back a little bit on a basic level tomorrow. Kadamach Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef himself died, Hoi Reb Chiya Barba, Lino Boba Yom. Reb Chiya Barba told his Talmidim that they could put on their shoes that day. This is Machlokas. meaning is a machlokas about do you need a full day? Amr Reb Ze'o, Reb Lo Pligin, Reb Ze'o says there's no machlokas. Manda Amr Yishlol Lamachar, Yino Lamachar. Manda Amr Yino Baba Yom, Yishlol Baba Yom. The one who says to be sholol only tomorrow will say you have to put on shoes only tomorrow. Meaning there's no chilek here between Ni'ila and Shalila. Right? There's no chilek here. So what's the issue? So by the way, the Shulchan Aruch does pass in a chilek, which is Tzarech Iyun, where he gets it from. But the Shulchan Aruch says that the shoes can be put on that day, while the shalila has to be done tomorrow, like the machlokas here. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says maybe the machlokas here is not about per se. Everybody agrees you need one day for a nihug avelus for a rav, but the machlokas is about mixas yom kakulo, as we had earlier. Do you say mixas yom kakulo? You might say there's machlokas specifically here. Do you say mixas yom kakulo for one day? For a rav? We had earlier day 30, day 31, but maybe that's the machlokas here. Amru lo meis Ruvain vikara. If somebody hears that their relative Ruvain died, and he tell kriya for Ruvain, v'achagach amru lo, and they say, no, we got it wrong. Shimon meis. It wasn't your brother Ruvain, it was your brother Shimon that died. Harik far yasi akiro, that's okay. He does not have to tear again. As long as it was the same level, let's say he was a brother and then a different brother, he was yotze yidei kriya. Says the Pnei Moshe, Afal Bishaya Batos, even though it was a mistake, become Akam al Meis Kara, but still, he was Yotze that Kriya. Omru lo Meis Ruvain Vakara. If he tore a Kriya for Ruvain, V'yachar kach Omru lo Kayim Ayav Meis. Then he says, no, he was alive when we told you. And now he died. So then, is Tani Tani Yase De Kiryo, is Tani Tani Lo Yase Kiryo. Some say it works, some say it didn't work. So what's the issue? We'd rather say it's not a Machlokas. So the Gemara says, Blanda, we Yase De Kiryo, Kfar Kara. According to one who says he did their Kriya. So yeah, he tore Kriya, and right now his brother's dead. He tore Kriya, and therefore it's good enough. So at this stage we think there is a machlokas, right? That there is Lamaisa he tore, but Lamaisa he didn't tear when his brother died. He tore before his brother died. So it's not gonna work. Va'od min hada. But the following Brisa also proves number two. That if he tore too early, it's not going to work. The Tani, because the Brisa says, Kara, if he tore Kriya, and then they realize his brother did not, the relative didn't die. The Chazer b'Neshama, and the Neshama comes back, meaning he had fainted. And now he's alive, and then he dies. So, Im al-Atar, if the person died, if the relative died right after he did Kriya, as we'll see, Einot Tzorach L'Kroa, he doesn't have to tear Kriya again. Im la'achar Zman, Tzorach L'Kroa. But if it was afterwards, Tzorach L'Kroa. How long? So kamu alatar kidei dibur. Enough to say shalom aleichem. Kamu kidei dibur. Ibsimam shim shuvan levi kidei sheila shalom bein adam lechaveru. That's the first opinion. Is kidei shalosh kidei say hello to your friend, meaning two words, shalom aleichem. Abba bar barchana b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kidei sheila shalom bein harav letalmud. V'yom alecha shalom alecha Rebbe or Rebbe Umori. So it's an extra word. That's the sugya of Toch Kedei Dibur. But what does this Gemara say? And this is mentioned in the Bavli also, a fascinating application of Toch Kedei Dibur. The Gemara says that if there was a Kriya done and the person really was alive when the Kriya took place, but he died after the Kriya took place, as long as he died within Toch Kedei Dibur of the Kriya, so it's good enough. That's an unbelievable halacha. Why? Toch Kedei Dibur, I would have thought, in the other context where Toch Kedei Dibur comes up, is that I would think it's a Schus Chazara. Meaning, I say Akel HaKadosh, and I remember with the Tok Dibur, I say Amel HaKadosh. So there, I can understand that it's Tok Dibur, I have a Schus Chazar, I could go back, right? Or the source of Tok Dibur, right? I'm doing a business deal, and then my Rebbe walks by, so I don't want to be Chozer Bo, so that's where it comes from. But what does that have to do with, Tok Dibur of the Kriya, the person died after Kedei, within Kedei Dibur, after Kedei Dibur, so that's a big, serious question. So it must be, this is the clearest raya of this concept, that Tok Dibur is not just a schus chazor, but it is the way that halacha measures time, right? Halachic increments. Do we measure in seconds? Do we measure in minutes? Right, is that how we measure? Right, let's say Kedei Sviya, right? That Kedei Shiyas Achel Hamazon. So the shear isn't 72 minutes or something more, something less. The shear is kisach lamazo. And Chazal tried to figure out how many minutes to put on that. Or the arba mil. So Chazal put a certain minute time on that. But you measure time, halachic increments is, toch de dibur. Amazing. That's what you see from this Gemara. The Ran, there's more Ran, the Ran in the end of Nedarim. Nedarim pays Zayin and Aleph. That's where this Gemara comes up also. The Ran talks about the exceptions to the rule. The Gemara there says in pays Zayin and Aleph, except for four areas. Megadif, cursing God. You can't curse God and then go retract. Va'obed avodas kochavim, bodazara, umekadesh, umegarish. All of those, there is no tok de dibur, meaning you cannot go back even tok de dibur. So why is that? So the Ran there quotes, v'lo yadana maishnahani, minala rabbanan hachi, v'nira be'enai. Tibishar mili, t'lo chaymiri kulehai. The other context aren't as chomor. Ksha adam osa osam, lo bigmar daitu osa. A person does other things. It might not be so serious. They'll know they want to retract. Avalhani, but these four, marriage, divorce, avodah zarah, cursing God, avalhani, given the chamiri kulehai, since they're so chamar, ein adam osa osam, elabas kama gemura. Nobody does these unless they're very serious. You're not going to get married and then joke. Umishem hachi, chazra, achazara, afil tok de dibur, lo mahani. It's not going to help, not going to help. Then he says, that's an important, it's about das. It's about das. That's his chilek. Then he quotes the Ramban in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's all a dinter Rabbanan. Tok dibur kedibur dami takanta hu tikan Rabbanan, mishum talmud alokech mekach, upaga ba rabba, shiuchol lito no shalom, vihishu midoseyem b'chol mili bar mihani, v'loni if it's a dinter Rabbanan, you can make whatever rules you want for exceptions. The Ran doesn't like that. V'chiloni chaliv, chibezdin masin lakar doverman atorah, la'olam v'kum v'aseb in adarim, meaning it's a dinter Rabbanan, midal raisa, there's no such thing as chazara. Means the Rabbanan were oker in all these other areas. So the Ran does not like things that din Rabbanan, thinks it's a din daraisa. But that's Tok de Dibur and the Ran and the different cheetahs. Okay, we'll continue now towards the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan having mistaken for Rabbi Yaakov Eidi. Rabbi Yochanan was once leaning on Rabbi Yaakov Eidi. This Gemara also appears in the Bavli. In Maseches Yevamos, on the Sadi Tesser, so Rabbi Yochanan was leaning. Rabbi Yochanan was very large, the Gemara says, and it was hard for him to walk, so he used to lean on Rabbi Akiva Idi. And he sees up ahead Rabbi Lazar, who was his student, saw him and was hiding from him. Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan says to his helper, Hatartin Milan Hadin Bavlai Avali. This Babylonian, Rabbi Lazar, had come from Bavel to learn with Rabbi Yochanan. He did two wrongs to me. Two wrongs. Chada de l'shal b'shlomi. Number one, he didn't say Shalom Aleichem. He didn't ask how I'm doing. Terrible. The chada lo amar shmuatsa min shmi. And number two, he never quotes me. He quotes a lot of things that I taught him. He doesn't quote me by name. Amar le, kein inun nahagi gabon. So Rev Yaakov Eidi says to him, this is the minog in Bavel. This is the minog in Bavel for the Talmidim, Zeira, Lo Shal, Bishlomi, the Rabba. This younger, the less chashuv, doesn't ask. It's not appropriate to come over there. How you doing? Doesn't ask the Shalom of the Rav. So that's why he didn't want to pass by. And as we'll see, he didn't want to just pass by and ignore you. That would be even worse. Right? So that's why he was hiding from you. De'in and Mekayimim, because they fulfill the Pasuk in Eov, Ra'uni Na'arim V'nechba'u. V'yashishim Kamu Amadu. Right? So therefore, that's a reference to the young and the old. Mimahalchin Chamilei, Mimahalchin Chamilei Chad Beis HaMedrash. So one time they were walking by Beis HaMedrash. Armalei Hachanavir Meir Yasev Adarash. So he said, this is where a mayor used to give shir. V'yamar shmuasa min shmei Rabbi Yishmael, v'yamar shmuasa min shmei Rabbi Akiva. And he used to quote things in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, but he never quoted anything in the name of Rabbi Akiva. He quoted Rabbi Akiva Stam. So Amar Lei, right, so Rabbi Yochanan answers, Rabbi Yaakov Eidi makes this comment about Rabbi Meir's base medrash, and how Rabbi Meir quoted Rabbi Yishmael and not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, it's obvious why. Amar Lei, kalama yadin, Rabbi Meir talmid Rabbi Akiva. Everybody knows that Rabbi Meir is a talmid Rabbi Akiva. And if Rabbi Meir says something without assigning the source, so it must be Rabbi Akiva. So only Rabbi Yishmael, who is not his natural Rebbe. Amar Lei. So now Rabbi Yaakov Eidi says, Rabbi Yochanan got you. V'chal amayadin, Rabbi Lazar, Talmid Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody knows Rabbi Lazar is your Talmud. So everybody knows Rabbi Talmud. That's why he doesn't quote you. Don't be upset about it. Right? If you look in Yevamos, where this came up, there were some other rabbis that tried to appease Rabbi Yochanan, and they weren't successful until Rabbi Yaakov Eidi came along. It was just these other, Rabbi Eidi was the only one that was successful and gave this mashal. Umamavar kumei adurei salma, and Rabbi Yaakov Eidi is gonna try to get to the other, point that he was upset about. So again, now he already said that, why doesn't he quote him by name? And now he's umamavar kumei adurei salma, is it okay to pass by that idol, that Adurei Tselem, Amarlei, Umad Palkei Iker? So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, what kind of covet are you? Are you giving it by not walking by? Avar kumi, no, walk by it, v'as minoyen, and blind its eyes, meaning ignore it. If you ignore it, that's a real bizayin. So walk right by it and don't say hello. And don't flinch. So Amarlei, so that's Rabbi Yochanan, he says, oh, that's exactly why Rabbi Elazar didn't walk by you. Yos Rabbi Elazar aved lacha to lo aver kumach. He didn't walk by you because, again, from Bavel the minhag is for the talmidim not to say hello in the normal way to the rebbeim. So he didn't want to walk by. He couldn't say hello to you, and he didn't want to walk by you by ignoring you because you just said that that's a bizayin. So that's why he did what he did, and he doesn't quote you because everybody knows that you're his rebbe. Amalei Rebaka Bar Idi Yodea Ata At Lofayis. So Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, Rebaka Bar Idi, you know how to be mefayis. You know how to be mefayis. And again, the other rabbanim didn't know. If you look at there in Tzadi Tes Amid Beis, Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. That's where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yaakov Edi first gave the other mashal, not Rabbi Akiva. They weren't walking by the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Meir, but a different version. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Avdo Kein Tziva Moshe Es Yoshua. V'chein asa Yoshua, lo heisir davar mikol asher tziv Hashem es Moshe. V'chi al kol davar she'amar Yoshua, haya omer lohem kach amar li Moshe. Everything that Yeshua said, he kept saying, this is Moshe, this is Moshe. Ella, no. Yeshua, Yoshev, v'doresh, stam. V'akol yodin, she'toras o'shal Moshe. Everyone knew that it was Toras Moshe. It was from Moshe. Afer b'lazut ha'mitcha, Yoshev, v'doresh, stam. V'akol yodin, ki shalachahi. Right? Everybody knows it's yours. Everybody knows it's your Torah. So don't get so excited. Don't get so excited. For Rabbi Yochanan, so now the Gemara continues. Also, asked in the Bavli there, by the Yemrun Shmuatzim in Shmei, right? Rabbi Yochanan was so machbid, he wanted to get the credit, he wanted people to quote him. So the Gemara answers, no. Av David b'kesh al rachamim. David HaMelech himself wanted this. You see, it's something holy, right? Omar, Agura ba'alcha olamim. Right? The Pasuk says in Tehillim, I want to live in your tents forever. Agura ba'alcha olamim. So what does that mean? Did David HaMelech really think that he was going to live forever? He says, "Agur b'alchalamim." That was his wish. No, this is what he said. How do I live forever? By having my Torah spoken about in the shuls and about the knessios about the midrashos. What kind of pleasure is David HaMelech get if David HaMelech died already and they quote him? He's getting something. What does it mean that he's going to live forever? So the answer is Levi Bar Nazir Amar. Yeah, Ha Omer Shmua Mishem Amro Sif Sosav Dov Roshach Rochashos Bekever. When somebody says a Shmua, the name of somebody already passed on, his lips move in the grave. Doesn't mean literally that his lips move in the grave. It just means he's alive. He's alive. My time of the source for this is Dovev Sifsei Yishenim. You move the lips of those who are sleeping. Like Kikomer Zeshalanovim Chuzam Elav, like you have a whole barrel of grapes that are getting mushy and the juice starts oozing out so that the Torah oozes out of the lips. Or others similar, Reb Chinin Bar Papa of Simon Rechad Amar Kehein Deshasi Kuntidon, like somebody who drinks this type of wine drink, the Charan Amar Kehein Deshasi Chamer Atik, or old wine, because in these cases, Afagav Tu Shasi Le Taimi Befume, even after the drinking, they drunk already, but there's still taste. There's still taste after the drinking. So after somebody dies, there could still be taste on the lips. I've read in the past, I'm not going to read it again, the beautiful description Rav Soloveitchik discusses about the experience of a Rosh Yeshiva, right? He has this in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav. The experience of Rosh Yeshiva, that he gives shir, and first the Talmidim walk in, and he's very old, the Talmidim are very young, how is he going to do this? And all of a sudden, little by little, other people walk into the shir room. The Rambam walks in, and the Ravid, and the Rashba, and Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather, and he invites all of these Rabbanim and Baalei HaMasara to sit down. Sifsos Adovos Bekever. It's an unbelievable description of this line. If you look at the Marsha on that Gemara in Yevamis, Tzad Yevavim Abeis, so he quotes this idea. What does it mean that the lips are going to move? Right? What does this mean? So he says, V'ani omer, ki ein rachok min haseichel, ki ha'inyan mevuar, ki ha'dibur hu koach ha'neshama al yidei klei aguf, v'chol dibur meshubach molid koach ruchani, bidome meshubach.
ubamro b'shem amro oso koach ruchani shenolad kfarhu ma'orer molidav bebez olamos. So it's a Kabbalistic idea. Shehem aneshama ba'olam haba uklei adibor shehem asvasayim ba'olam hazeh kam kihem bekever kfar v'umevi adimyo miyayin atov.
So there's a Kabbalistic zechuyos that a person has when his Torah is being learned. So you might say, even if his Torah is being said over, Hashem knows who said it. You need to label it. You need you have to say it b'shem amro. Kasha. You know, because Hashem, why doesn't he get there? He only gets the credit. He gets the credit even if it's not his Torah. If somebody steals an idea and says it in his own name. So it's a question. Okay, we continue. Ve'ein dar she'ein bo leit sanim. There's no dar that doesn't have scoffers. What is this doing here? Because, says the Karban Eidah, Mishum Deboy Meimar, Shebedor Shal David Hayu Leit Sanim, it's going to say, David HaMelech's dar had Leit Sanim, Vahu Haya Sameach B'Misa So, and he was very, David was very happy that he should die so that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So that's why it says it here, because we were just talking about David HaMelech saying, even when I die, I want to be able to live. So David HaMelech wasn't even delaying. He was ready to die so the Beis HaMikdash could be built. So Omaha, you preach the Adar Osel. What did the preachim in the Dar do? Right, there were many types of scoffers. David HaMelech, you think he just had enemies from without. He had enemies from within. Right, one of them, remember the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the wicked Gemara where David HaMelech is giving shir, and every time he would give shir about anything. Right, that's the Gemara, that's the Onas Dvarim Gemara. Right, the ultimate Onas Dvarim. That's the Gemara Nun Tas Amad Aleph, right before Tanu Shalachnai. In the Bavli, so that's the Gemara where David HaMelech is giving shir, and what used to happen? Galui afilu b'shasha oskim benogam ba'alas, omrim li David, right? They used to raise their hand. David would be giving a shir about saras, and they would raise their hand. David, I have a question. What's the question? Habal eshes ish mishaso bameh. They would say, David HaMelech, eshes ish is insa. What's the misa? Right, alluding to Uriah and Bathsheba. And he used to say to them, he had an answer for them. Misaso bechenek v'yesh lo chilek olam haba. Ava mamba b'necheber barabim, yin lo chilek olam haba. So David have an answer for them. Okay, back to our Gemara. So what did the priestim say? Ha'im ha'chan eitzel chalonos of shal David. There were some that said they went around to the David and Elis window for Omrim, and they used to say, Eimasai ibana beis ha'migdash, Eimasai beis ha'shem nelech, we want to build a beis ha'migdash already. They knew, everybody knew that David and Melech was not going to build it, so they wanted him to die already, so that Shlomo could come and build it. And what was David's reaction? Halavai. V'hu omer, afa pi shem niskavna l'hachiseini, even though they want to anger me, yavo elai, let it come on me, I'll die, David says. Shani sameach b'libi, because I'm happy that they're feeling samachti b'omrim li beis Hashem nelech. Right? I'm very happy that they have that attitude. V'haya ki mal'u yamecha l'oleches im avosecha, ki mal'u yamecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your days will be full. Amar Shmuel Nachman, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'David. David. Yamim maleim ani mona lecha. David, I'm not shortening your days. I'm giving you full days. Ein ani mona lecha yamim chaserim. I'm not giving you missing days. I'm not taking any days. Klum Shlomo ben Chabon beis hamikdash lo lahakir besocha karbanos. Right? Isn't Shlomo Melech building the beis hamikdash to give thousands of karbanos? Guess what? Chaviv alai mishparut staka shatos oseh yosef ben karbanos. Your mishparut staka, right? Your avoda is greater in my eyes than his avoda. Then all the karbanos he's going to give. My taima aso asay tzedaka v'omishpa nivchar l'Hashem mizavach that is greater than the zevach, and that's why David, you're tzedaka and mishpa, you're not going to die any earlier. I need you to do your avoda, and when the time comes, as it's described in the Gemara and Shabbos, also then you will pass on. Says the next mishal l'chaches emanichin asamita berchol back to chalamoid. When there's a Levi in Chalamoid, we don't put the coffin in the street like we normally do. Berachov, on the way they used to stop in various points to be maspid. So the Hargal Hesped, they wouldn't do that in Chalamoid. So they wouldn't be Margal Hesped, they wouldn't bring up Hesped. V'lo shel nashim lo mimnei ha-kovid. And women, they never put in the street mimnei ha-kovid. We'll see in the Gemara different days. What does it mean, kovid? Does it mean in general that the woman shouldn't be In the middle, is it because of an issue of maybe the blood might come out, an issue of shofar ziva? Rabbi Moshe here quotes, as we'll see, or is it based on a drasha? As the Gemara is going to say, "Vatamasham Miriam, vatikaver sham." By a woman, there's a remez that death and burial right away. Nashim b'moyin manos of lo matapchos. Women on Chol HaMoed, they should be ma'ane, a certain type of wailing, but it shouldn't be metapchos with a clapping. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, hasmuchos lamita metapchos. Close to the mita, close to the coffin, they can be metapchos. Al kol meisim kulan hudoche b'mita. Generally, by a levaya, you try to move things along. Move things along to get to the burial, b'mita, v'eino mar b'basaka. You don't have such long hespedim, because you want to bury the person, it's covered to be buried. Al adav alima, but for a parent, by a parent, you could be marbe in the hesped. You could say whatever you need to say. But don't go so fast, because it appears like you want to get rid of your parent. Chas v'shalom. But if my shas dochek, if the shas adchak, it's erev Shabbos. Onas kishamim is going to rain. I feel all of alimo in a marbe v'asaka v'docha b'mita. But then you can push things along because you're doing it for the covet. Shkala marbe v'asaka v'alav v'imo. Generally, if I'm marbe v'asaka, if I'm marbe for involvement with the parents, Leviah, he's a meshubach. That's a good thing. Period. I'll call him a some other differences. So that was the difference between everyone and a parent. Another difference. I'll call him ha'meisim in a madal kanasaf shalom. Generally, the Tanakhama here says, you don't have to cut the collar ring. Ella, love of valim, al diver, mayor says only for a parent. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you gotta do that for everybody. Call kereshin amavdal kanasaf, or he's a kereshal tiflis. If you don't cut the collar ring, then it's not a cut, then it's not a kriya. And you weren't Yotze at all. Rabbi Yochanan Polygon, Rabbi Yehuda Batarti. Rabbi Yochanan argues on this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in two ways. On two things he argues. Before we get to what his argument is, the Gemara just tells a story. Rabbi Yochanan Shamad Rav Chanina Tashish. Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rav Chanina was old and sick. Solak boy Mevakrate, he went to visit him. Go Estratia Shamad Damach. But while he was going there on the road, he hears that he already died. Nachas ben Chamer, he got down from his donkey. Va'afik mana Tavia Deshuvsi, took out his Shabbos clothes. And he tore them. He wanted to tear his good clothing as a covet for the Rebbe that he went to visit. Okay, we're up to key. We're about to get back into Rabbi Yochanan, who argued on Rabbi Yehuda Batarti. Rabbi Yehuda said that any kara that doesn't tear by the collar is not a kara. So we'll have to see what Rabbi Yochanan has to say about that by Kai when we get Bezrim next time on the last daf here in Maseches Moed Katan.